Kristen Visbol's studio is located in the idyllic setting of the Nassau Valley Vineyard in Lewis. She grew up in Potomac, Maryland, and spent summers in Delaware since she was 11 years old. As an adult, she decided to call Delaware home permanently.
This is my little studio, and it's been an ideal place for me to create. In the winter, that's really when I get creative. There's not a lot going on down here, and I get working.
Her finished pieces are bronze, but the majority of her sculpting is done with a clay wax mixture using an ancient art form called lost wax. But before she gets into sculpting with wax, she creates a human form out of styrofoam.
So I glue this pipe insulation foam together just to take some of the space up to keep the work light. And then I carve it until I get a very much a skinny, basic form that's anatomically correct. And then that'll provide a nice strong armature, but a lot of space for me to take very warm clay and put it on at about 1 inch thick.
It's in the clay wax process that Visbol's figures begin to take form. The sculpture is then cast in a ceramic shell, and the clay wax mixture is melted out and replaced with molten metal. Once that bronze sets, the ceramic shell is broken to reveal the finished piece inside, a process that takes about 500 hours per piece.
That's for the casting process. For me to model it, you know, I spent about 300 to 350 hours.
Visbol has been doing this for nearly 20 years and is no stranger to success. She has public sculptures in cities across the country, including a 12.5-foot sculpture of Alexander Hamilton in Hamilton, Ohio. But she says she never expected the type of response she got to her latest sculpture, Fearless Girl.
I didn't know whether people would love it or hate it. I'm so honored that they love it. And no, I didn't kind of expect, you know, to be interviewing in Poland and Spain and Italy and just all over the place. People are reaching out to me and I can't handle the correspondence, frankly. It's just me. I've worked by myself for 19 years and I'm getting, like I told you, when I walked in the door, you know, 30 emails a day at least, and I get phone calls that come in at least, you know, 15 or 20 calls a day.
And regardless of the popularity of the statue, it definitely is powerful. Everyone who's seen pictures and people who have seen it in person, how much credit do you take for the power of it, or how much do you kind of chalk up to just that lightning in a bottle, just kind of right place, right time, everything came together?
I think this is just a perfect storm, you know. On the other hand, I've gotten a lot of response about the energy that the little girl emits, and I think I have always loved motion. I try and incorporate it in my work wherever I can, and in the instance of Fearless Girl, you can see her skirt is spinning, the ponytail is spinning, and in the case of Charging Bull, it's also spinning. So I wanted to mimic that, and, you know, the perception of the two together is left to the viewer. Our intention was this idea of, hey, we are here, women, we're here, we're part of the financial community, we're part of the worldwide business community, and we're here to stay. And furthermore, by using a child, we are the future of business tomorrow. And multiple studies are, you know, corroborating the fact that including women at the leadership level is the positive thing to do with successful results.
And so it sounds like you were very much on board with the message of the sculpture and not just a hired gun.
Right. Oh, I was so excited. You know, I mean, the minute they said New York and Wall Street and Charging Bull, I was on board.
You were saying that when the idea for the statue, it was always a young girl. Was there ever thought of it being a woman who has faced gender discrimination or sexual harassment? You know, what was the decision to settle on a young girl?
It was, first of all, a child is always endearing. And a child speaks to all the little girls out there right now. I mean, the sculpture is speaking to these girls. I don't know if you've had a chance to go to New York, but if you go, it's so wonderful to see all of these little girls getting in the power pose, right? They're assuming the power pose. They're linking their arm into the Fearless Girl sculpture's arm, right? And it's wonderful because we have set an example for these young women to know that they can be leaders in their own environment. And we found through these studies that the best way to achieve that is to make sure one young women are getting the education in science, technology, engineering, and math, at least for the Fortune 500 companies. So our decision was not only to create this wonderful contrast between a great big bull that's larger than life, I might add, to this delicate, petite child, there's a huge contrast there. There was the contrast that we wanted. There was the message that we wanted to send to young women, future leaders of tomorrow, and the fact that, you know, it was very endearing. So this is a question that's come up multiple times. I think, try and imagine it. Imagine a woman there in front of the bull. Which do you like better? Do you like the child or the woman?
Was there an actual model for the sculpture, or you based it on multiple different girls?
You know, we probably spent 3 weeks batting things around to come up with this form. And once it was established that we were going to go larger than this 36-inch child that they originally asked me to create, we decided we would find a model that was 48 inches, and I quickly called one of my best friends and said, how tall is your daughter? And her daughter's beautiful. And I thought this child's features were very consistent with some of the images of children that we just pulled off the net as examples. And soft, you know, soft features. And so I went up there and I said, well, I said to this little girl, imagine being strong in front of this great big bull. And her whole attitude was fabulous. Now, her face ended up being a little bit belligerent looking. You know, she was trying to be strong. And so, you know, we tempered that a bit. I tempered it in the clay. And but then we decided we wanted to have a more ethnic look to this girl. And I found a Latina model that lives maybe 20 minutes from my studio. Beautiful girl, sweet, sweet girl. And I started to incorporate her head shape, her features into the work. And then, like I said, in the end, I was in such a hurry. I was just looking at the features and trying to make sure they were balanced. And a lot of the work that I did actually happened at the wax stage. So, you know, the spin on the ponytails a little bit more pronounced. One of the eyebrows was higher than the other. I pulled it down. So it was very rushed, but I'm really excited about the way this turned out. We all said, we don't know how this is going to end up turning out, but the ideal scenario would be for the people to demand that she remains.
Yeah, and that she has been extended for another year until next International Women's Day.
Well, actually a week before International Women's Day, so I know we're going to have to scramble around to see if we can get her to remain next year. But right now, she is only scheduled to be there through February 28th, and Women's Day is the 8th.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah.
And there is this other issue, too, now with the creator of the bull. Is he saying that with Fearless Girl being there, it actually changes the meaning of his work from representing, a booming economy to now representing the issues that women face? Do you think that the two sculptures can coexist and that Hill's still retains its original meaning?
I think that this is so interesting what's happening, because we are calling for collaboration. And because we're calling for collaboration, I believe that this Fearless Girl should remain in this arena. We placed her at a very respectful distance from Charging Bull. If you go up there, she's 50 or 60 feet from the Charging Bull. And we never intended to change the message of Charging Bull in any way, but more to say, women are part of this financial community. And the piece has legs, because it uncovered some of these women's rights issues. I'm very sorry that Mr. DeMonica cannot embrace Fearless Girl for what she is. I mean, we could actually have a lot of fun with this together. And I did invite him a couple of times to join me at the sculptures, but I didn't understand that he was not happy about this. But, you know, it goes back to a freedom of speech. When he placed the work on the street under a Christmas tree in 1989, that work became a public work. By my placing Fearless Girl in the same arena, my work is also public. Now it's up to the interpretation of the viewer. And, you know, somebody could place another sculpture there and I would have to deal with that. So, no, I think this is an opportunity for the sculptors to collaborate, but the issues at stake are much greater than either Mr. DeMonica or myself. It's not about us and our works. It's the fact that we're making the statement at the right time about women. And women are part of this community. They're on equal footing, men and women in the financial community. So this charging bull has always been seen as masculine in a male-dominant financial community. We're just saying, don't forget about the women, don't forget about the girls, don't forget about the future of the financial industry and business at large. We're here and we're staying.
Well, thanks for taking time to show me your studio and talk with me today.
My pleasure. Very nice to meet you, and I thank you for your interest.